Leading the news, Russia has carried out airstrikes in Syria overnight. Russia claimed the strikes were against Islamic State targets, but the jets reportedly bombed targets in provinces held by groups opposed to Syria's president. Speaking in Moscow, President Putin said it was necessary to fight terrorists in Syria or they would come to Russia. The National Broadband Network has launched the first of two satellites to provide high-speed internet to remote parts of Australia. The rocket carrying $500 million worth of equipment blasted off from this morning from the Guiana Space Centre in South America. Unions and business groups say they don't want the Prime Minister's economic reform meeting today to be yet another talk fest. Malcolm Turnbull is convening a summit in Canberra with business, union and community leaders to discuss policies to grow the economy. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry wants to discuss the GST, youth joblessness and superannuation, while unions want to ensure entitlements are preserved under any changes. And Victoria Police will this morning test human remains found near Bendigo to see if they're linked to 33-year-old Simone Quinlan, who disappeared in August. Three men have been charged with her murder. And finally, two prisoners are on the run this morning after separate escapes in New South Wales. Police are still searching for 33-year-old Ali Hussein Chahin, who escaped from Sydney's Downing Centre Court yesterday afternoon. Hunt's also underway for 25-year-old Beau Wiles, who fled a minimum security area of Goulburn Jail yesterday morning.